This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
100 years ago on Friday, thousands of Sydneysiders turned out to welcome the newly formed Royal Australian Navy as their modern ship sailed into the harbour for the very first time. Recreating that spectacular moment, the International Fleet Review is running from October 2nd to 11th with special guest Prince Harry. Journalist and author Mike Carlton is a naval history expert who will be taking part in the International Fleet Review. He's just released a new book on naval history called First Victory, 1914. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Now, where does this passion for naval history come from?
Oh, I always wanted to join the Navy from the time I was a kid. I read a book called The Cruel Sea, which was about, you know, World War II, Battle of the Atlantic, sinking submarines and so on. And I always wanted to do that, captain a destroyer and sink a submarine. I just did it crazy, really.
And so you must be quite excited about the Naval Fleet Review. What kind of events are you involved with?
I'm just going to be a spectator, but the Navy has been really kind enough to give me a ride on one of their frigates, HMAS Perth, so I'll be actually coming in when all those warships arrive. Can't wait. It'll be a fantastic spectacle on the harbour, just absolutely brilliant.
Okay, now going back 100 years, how significant was the role of the Royal Australian Navy in the First World War?
Well, the Navy actually saved Australia. We've kind of forgotten all this because it's so long ago. But there was a big German threat to Australia in 1913, 1914. The Germans had a big, powerful naval squadron in the Pacific. They had colonies in the Pacific, in New Guinea, Nauru, Solomon Islands, and so on. Mm-hmm. They threatened Australia. They were going to sink our ships, and they were going to bombard Australian ports, Sydney, Melbourne, and so on. They had plans to do all this until we bought ourselves a Navy. And it was a last-minute decision almost, but we had to struggle to do it against the British, who didn't want us to have one. But eventually they came around, and we got ourselves a Navy, and that deterred the German threat and literally saved the country.
Now, you've written a whole book, really, about HMAS Sydney's hunt for the German raider, the Emden, which the HMAS Sydney destroyed in 1914. What was it about this story that drew you in?
It's a terrific sea battle for a start. I love a good sea battle, you know, lots of bangs and crashes and blood on the decks and all that sort of stuff. But it's
boy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good story. But beyond that, it's hugely significant that that German raider, the Emden, created havoc in the Indian Ocean, destroying our trade, sinking ship, sank 19 ships.
Wow, yeah.
And that was big stuff. And the whole trade of the empire, and we were part of the empire in those days, was threatened. Now, the only way to get it was to hunt her down and find her. And eventually it was the Australian cruiser Sydney that did it. Now, these kids in this crew were untried, untested. They'd never really been to war before, hadn't heard a gunfight in anger. And nobody knew how they would stand up to it.
Yeah.
In the end, they came through brilliantly, and the Emden was run aground and destroyed.
Now, in these kinds of stories, I think it's always the characters that bring the story to life. So tell me about one of your favourite characters that turns up in the book.
Well, there's a lot of... I grew to like the Germans, you know. They were seriously good people. They were gallant and chivalrous. They behaved themselves. I mean, the captain of the Emden, Karl von Müller, sank 19 merchant ships, and not one life was lost. He rescued all the crews and set them all free. He behaved with old-fashioned chivalry and courtesy. So he was a very admirable figure. But some of the young Australians in the Sydney were just as good. There's a marvellous story about the wounded Germans and Australians lying together on the Sydney after the battle. And a young Sydney sailor called Richard Horn, who'd had his foot blown off, he reached out and shook the hand of the German wounded guy lying beside him. And they lay there just holding hands. I think that's a magnificent story.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I have to ask you, Mike, what is it about our Navy that's so special compared to anywhere else in the world?
Because it's thoroughly professional. It's what's called a blue water Navy, which means it can go anywhere on the seas and oceans. Not a lot of navies can do that. The Americans, the British and so on do. Not too many do. And we can and are able to do it. And it is one of the, you know, it's not a big Navy by any means, by any standards, compared to, say, the Americans or even the Chinese. But it is a thoroughly professional bunch of men and women.
Well, enjoy the celebrations, Mike. I'm sure you're going to have a great weekend.
I think everyone in Sydney will have a ball.
Yeah. All right. There's TV and radio journalist Mike Carlton. He's also an expert on naval history. His newest book is called First Victory, 1914, HMAS Sydney's Hunt for the German Raider Emden. And Mike Carlton, of course, will be enjoying a number of the activities as part of the International Fleet Review this week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with LifeWorks. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.